public education department has been unwavering in its focus on using standardized tests to, quote, raise the bar for education in New Mexico. As Hannah Colton reports for KUNM's People, Power, and Democracy, state senators recently approved a resolution that proposes a new idea of student assessment.
If you want to hear about the stakes in high-stakes testing, just ask a working parent who's struggling to make ends meet.
If you don't do it, it can really mess up your chances for college and for getting scholarships.
2 years ago, Kelly's daughter was among the hundreds of New Mexico students that refused to take the Partnership for Assessment of Readiness for College and Careers, or PARC, test. Albuquerque Public Schools warns that opting out may prevent students from graduating with a diploma down the road. Kelly says it's a catch-22 for parents who want to protect their kids' future but are frustrated with standardized testing.
Yeah, and I really wish that we'd actually connect stuff more to real-life ideals rather than a piece of paper or a computer screen now sometimes.
We tried multiple times to talk to New Mexico Education Secretary Hannah Scandera to get her take on this. She did not respond. But she spoke with New Mexico PBS in the spring of 2015 during the first round of PARC testing.
Sometimes it's ironic to me. We spend so much time talking about an assessment. And you and I, when we were in school, we took an annual assessment. It's state and federal law.
Scandera praised the computer-based test for being more rigorous and taking less time.
So it's not a new idea to measure how well we're doing. That's an important conversation to have, but the real important conversation is, what are we going to do about it? How do we provide reading coaches, interventions to support them when they struggle? But the key is, you don't know a student is struggling till you know where they are.
The number of states using PARC to meet National Common Core standards has shrunk from 24 in 2012 to less than 10 this year. Still, Scandera, who's now chair of PARC's unpaid governing board, says PARC is the best assessment in the nation today. This year, she touted New Mexico's record-high graduation rates as proof that reforms are working. But the value of testing based on Common Core in the U.S. is far from clear. In 2015, the nation's report card showed a drop in math scores for the first time in decades. Tony Monfiletto in Albuquerque says it's time for a change, but not because the bar is set too high. He's executive director of the NM Center for School Leadership.
Standardized tests were seen as being a way to provide equity because it has theoretically high expectations for every student. So that notion, I think, is powerful and appropriate.
The next step, he says, is finding new ways to set high standards. In 2015, Congress passed a new federal education law that gives states more control over how they test students.
They really recognized that heavy-handed federal presence was really undermining innovation and local control.
Now, Monfiletto is backing a Democrat-sponsored bill to allow New Mexico to seek federal funds to create an alternative assessment system.
My ideal scenario would be that we would have what are called performance tasks, which are students actually doing things, completing tasks, and the outcome of those tasks would be judged by teachers. So you wouldn't have a standardized test.
It would be a radical shift for New Mexico, but Monfiletto says it's not a new idea. Montessori schools have done it for decades, and APS high schools like Next Gen Academy use project-based learning. Monfiletto says it's about identifying what young people need to be able to do to succeed and finding practical ways to judge whether they can do those things.
I want everyone to write one skill that they think they will need from school in order to get there.
Students from the public charter Native American Community Academy weighed in last month on how they'd like to be taught and assessed. Junior Rashawn Edison says science was a subject he used to hate until he had a teacher who took it beyond the textbook.
What worked for me was just like a lot of humor and like different activities that coincide with the subject we're teaching to make it more engaging, because like I'm a person that just like wants to like do something, like not just sit there.
Edison and his peers had kind of a hard time imagining an assessment outside the realm of testing, perhaps because they've always had tests. But they all know what it feels like to be excited about learning, and they know it looks a little different for everyone. For KUNM, I'm Hannah Colton.
Find the other education stories in this series online at KUNM.org. They're part of KUNM's People, Power, and Democracy Project, which looks at ethics, transparency, and good government. It's funded by the Thornburg Foundation and by contributions from KUNM listeners. Tune into the KUNM Call-In Show this week. We'll continue the conversation about education funding in New Mexico. That's tomorrow morning. at 8 o'clock right here on 89.9 KUNM.